Okay, I guess this is recording now. This audio, or this particular boo, will be about some of the movies that I've seen in the past couple days. Some guy just let me go. I'm driving. First movie up is Blindness, which was a huge pile of shit. I hadn't read the book. In fact, I didn't even know it was a book, but going into it, my expectations were there was some virus or whatever, some government cover-up, or, you know, some crazy shit happening, but this movie is nowhere near that level of, cover-up or suspense or what have you. It's just, some douche people get this virus, they're blind, and there's only one lady who can see, and she has to take care of everyone, and then her husband cheats on her, and Gael García Bernal is all like, yo, I'm gonna shoot people and rob from them, and there's one blind guy who's legit blind, and he becomes, kingpin, or lieutenant to Science of Sleep guy. Really, really bad movie, do not recommend it at all. Okay, moving on. Dragon Ball Evolution. This movie, Kenny said it was a pile of shit and oh, it's so bad or whatever, but honestly, I didn't think it was that bad. Granted, it's not very faithful to the source material. The most obscure reference in the movie that I guess you could consider as fan service would be Chaoyun Fat, who, as Master Roshi, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Master Roshi always had Hawaiian shirts, so that was cool. That to me is more important than, he had Bulma's going through his shit and finds basically, the equivalent of a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and he's like, oh, I read the articles or some dumb comment. So it's not like it was, Playboy or anything, so... Basically, Piccolo as the villain is largely irrelevant because he doesn't do anything that's really that special. I guess he used his blood to make Sabaya men. I don't know how to pronounce that, so whatever, the little green guys. Which doesn't even make any sense because, as far as I know, they're a Saiyan thing that, the big guy and Vegeta used. Nappa, there we go. Shit, I'm not making this light. He doesn't do any special attacks. He doesn't really talk. If he had done the special beam cannon, that would have been awesome. And on a similar note, one thing that really pissed me off is, the Kamehameha is supposed to be blue, and Master Roshi is fucking, orange. I get that the regular ki blasts are, orange or yellow, that's fine, but... The Kamehameha is goddamn blue, man. It is fucking blue. Not orange, not red. It's fucking blue. Moving on to 500 Days of Summer. This movie is really good. Superficial observation or impression is that Zooey Deschanel looks weird. Her nose is all kind of all kinds of fucked up pointy. And her neck was oddly shaped. But I think that might have just been the way they were filming her. It has lots of neat touches. There's a dance scene, which is just... It was awesome. He got laid... This is how the strut scene in Spider-Man 3 should have been. It was... That scene was a masterpiece. And then there are other little touches where Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character will... Tom will just be, He'll basically, envision himself in other mediums, he's in a movie that's, really sad and depressing or whatever, about his love, etc. And then, basically, the end is he meets this new lady on, the 500th day, and that starts, the first day of Autumn, because he happens to meet a chick named Autumn, who, look-wise, was not as good as Zooey Deschanel. So, there you go. This is the movies I've been watching. Peace.